TJ, I would imagine a day like this today, a new contract, and you find yourself tied for the league lead in defenseman scoring. This has got to be a special day too, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty exciting, and I'm happy.
Is this a long process for you, TJ? Is this something you stressed about? How would you describe arriving at the decision to sign for a 5-year term with Calgary beyond this year?
No, I didn't really. I tried not to think about it. You know, that's what the agents are there for, and I trusted them, whatever they thought was best for us was what I agreed with. So, I just tried to play and not really worry about what was going on off the ice.
I know you were talking to the media earlier today, and a lot of people have been asking the question about the decision to kind of hitch your wagon to Calgary. No hesitation to stay with this organization?
No, I like the group of guys that are on the team and the city and the fans are great. And it's just, it's a good opportunity for me here. And I hope that we can win.
And clearly you buy into the direction the team's going. I mean, you're a huge part of it, but you obviously if you're going to sign pen to paper and put your name on it, you must believe where this thing's going.
Yeah. It's a fun team to play with. It's a hardworking group of guys, and no one ever gives up, no matter what the score is or what the situation is. And that's a hard thing to find, to find guys that are willing to put their bodies on the line and block shots and do whatever it takes to win.
In conversation with TJ Brody of the Flames, a new 5-year extension for him today. Take us back to kind of that fall of 2010 when you had the Young Stars Classic and everybody started talking about you, and then you stayed late in that training camp and made your NHL debut later. Looking back on that now, do you feel you were ready for the NHL then, or was that the right call for you to go back to the American Hockey League?
No, I don't think I was ready back then. I think going back down gave me a chance to it gave me a chance to play, which was, always important, and just to work on the defensive side of the game. I learned a lot in the time I spent down there, and, it's mostly the little things like having a good stick and keeping body position and that type of thing. But, without all that, I don't know if I'd be here today.
And then the next year, so you played most of that year in the American Hockey League, and you started the next year in the AHL. Knowing that you'd already played some time at the NHL level, was there at any point where you discouraged or kind of frustrated that were you getting that shot, or did you have to kind of remain patient?
It's one of those things that's out of your control. All you can control is how you play, and I hope that the opportunity comes to get a chance to prove yourself, and luckily for me it did, and that's one of those things where you can't really let it affect how you're playing or overthink about it, because the more you do, then the worse you play and the more it affects you.
When was the first time that you thought that the National Hockey League might be for you? When was the first time that you thought you could be a full-time NHLer?
I guess maybe the first time was, signing my last contract, as a one-way. Even then, at any time, someone can come in and take your job or you can lose a spot to someone else. And it's one of those things where you have to show up every day and be ready to work. But, definitely having that one-way contract makes it feel a little bit more secure and gives you a chance to relax a little bit, compared to having a two-way.
So it took you that long, hey? You basically played two full NHL seasons with a lockout shortened one in there, and you still weren't feeling like maybe the it was a full-time thing for you?
Not really. Growing up in juniors, I was never, I sort of had to work my way up, and you know, I knew that I had to do that here. And, you know, I knew at any time they could bring in a veteran or someone else that could take my spot. So I always want to get better, and I always feel like I can get better or make better plays. And, you know, back then I felt like I had more to offer.
So what about now? How much do you have to guard against not being too comfortable at this level?
You know, it's one of those things where you can't really think about it, and you got to you just have to work hard every day, and you know, you can't take anything for granted, because as soon as you do and you let up, then there's someone waiting to take your spot, and all it takes is, you know, a good game from someone else, and slowly they take over.
TJ Brody, the Calgary Flames, our guest. I'm kind of doubling back a little bit on what Pat said, but who's been the influence, TJ, for you here since you've become a pro player? Who's had the greatest influence on you?
You know, definitely the one guy is Gio. You know, he's a great guy on and off the ice, and he's a good guy to try and model your game after. He does everything at both ends of the ice. He jumps up and plays physical, and you know, he's a leader, and he blocks shots and does whatever it takes to win and competes every day. So, you know, just watching him and seeing how he plays and how rounded his game is, I think it did a lot for me and opened my eyes to what I had to do to have a chance to stay.
Your general manager was on with us earlier, and I know he talked to the media earlier today, and he had the same comment. He feels the sky is the limit for you. Where do you see your growth? Where do you see room to take another step? I know points are real easy, TJ. You can say, oh, you know, you get more points, but there's more to it to be a successful NHL player. Where do you see your growth?
I think the main thing is consistency.
Mm.
You know, it's easy to feel good and you know, play good when the bounces are going your way, which they are right now. But you know, when that stops, you know, I still want to contribute even when they're not bouncing the right way, and I want to be reliable out there and still produce. And I think that's one of the things I've been trying to work on over the last couple of years is finding that consistent game where even when it's one of those nights that things aren't going the right way, that I find a way just to, you know, play through it and still help the team.
Are you doing anything differently to account for, you know, your best offensive start so far?
I think just you know, this year I tried to come in and just play more relaxed. You know, I feel like the last couple of years I've played better, you know, near the end of the season, and I think part of the reason was just the pressure and stress was low. And you know, going into the trade deadline and stuff, guys are always worried and stuff. And I feel like you know, especially after that last season, we took a step forward and we played you know, a different style of hockey that we were playing than we were playing before that. And you know, I tried to bring that into the beginning of the season and just, you know, try not to get the stick too tight and try not to worry about mistakes when they do happen and just move on from it.
TJ, it's funny because, you know, I know I've talked to you a number of times about this in the past, but you take a look at some of the numbers that are out there about who you play against every shift and how many times you start in the defensive zone. Like, you play among the toughest minutes among defensemen in the National Hockey League. Has that ever kind of dawned on you? Have you ever kind of taken a step back and say, holy cow, like, I don't really ever play against players that aren't of the highest end in the National Hockey League? It's every single shift for you.
No, it's not really something that you think about too much. You know, it's one of those things where you just, I guess you sort of get used to it and you find a way to make it work in your favor. And, you know, playing against some of those guys, you have to be aware of their offensive capabilities, but at the same time, you might get, you know, a couple more odd man rushes than you would against, you know, other lines.
How much pride do you take in it, though, knowing that those are the guys that you're shutting down each and every night?
you know, it's always a nice feeling when you shut those guys down. And but at the same time, you know, you can't get too proud or too comfortable, because every game's different. And I feel like as soon as you do get comfortable, then that's when you get burnt the next game. So it's one of those things that you just got to move on, go from game to game, and you know, try to get better.
TJ Brody, the Calgary Flames, our guest. Just two quick ones for you. First of all, a thought on a very impressive road trip, TJ. Six games away at the beginning of the season isn't always the easiest way to go, but the team comes back 4-2 on the trip. Your thoughts on what the club was able to accomplish away from the Dome?
Yeah, that you know, it was a tough way to start the year, but you know, coming back with the points we did, and you know, that's definitely the way that we wanted to start the season. We wanted we didn't want to get behind to start. We wanted to try to get a lead, and you know, it's hard to work your way back into the standings when you get down. So you know, we knew that, and we wanted to have a good trip, and you know, the goalies definitely helped us. You know, there's a couple games we didn't deserve you know, to get any points, and we ended up winning them. So you know, it's definitely because of the goalies that happened. They made a ton of great saves, and we found a way to score when we got our chances.
Finally, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you. You were good enough to come on with us in September when you announced your program, mm-hmm. selling skate guards for cystic fibrosis. How's that going, by the way?
Yeah, it's going good. It's starting to take off, and you know, just the support's been great. You know, a lot of people from back home are interested in them and have bought in pairs. And, you know, I'm just thankful for all the support from everyone, and hopefully it continues to do well.
Well, you deserve a lot of credit for that initiative. Congratulations on that. Congratulations on your new deal. Congratulations on a great start. TJ, thanks for doing this.
All right, thanks a lot.